Hi, this is Martin. Welcome to my blog. I'm going to start giving you unedited audio. People have been asking me for audio. I'm going to record the book pretty soon. But right now, I'm just going to do the posts as I put them up. This is Saturday, 6th of September, 2014, if you can believe that one. This one's called Saturday in My Park. Music, Marty and Mary June. I just woke up thinking about this morning for some reason. Dad, also called Marty, used to go out with a gal named Mary June. We hung out at weekends when it was Dad's turn to keep me and my sister. Mary June had a son, too. She worked at a local radio station, making the shows with the DJs. I thought it was a big deal. I always wanted to be a DJ, a real one, not the kind they have today, the kind that sat alone in their little rooms, surrounded by metal and vinyl, making the world happen in the minds of their listeners. Later, after Dad had moved on, Mary June moved into the same apartment complex where we lived, Mom, my sister, and me. The complex, the place where the new swathes of divorcees, now allowed to show their faces in public, and us, their kids, went to for a home. And they were real homes, not these cheap builds they have today. The kind of place where, despite the best efforts of all the holy people, folks of all rank and register, craft and color, mixed and mingled. Mind, I didn't say blend. The word is mingle. Shared, exchanged, collaborated, and conspired to a respectable semblance of happiness in a place reserved for those with nowhere else to really go. What festered there fed my mind. Without Mary June, I'd have never heard of Supertramp. You've never heard of Supertramp? Bloody well right. Without the black kids, I'd never appreciated Bootsy Collins or Dancing the Bus Stop. You can't do the bus stop? Well, not yet. Without the geeky kids from up north, I'd have never heard of the Human League. You've never heard of. Okay, you get it, and I got it. And although I was born appreciating a good hustle, something new awakened at my ripe old age of 13 back then, and I wanted to know shit, to read between the lines and lyrics, and it was good. Once I sat in Mary June's living room amongst her massive record collection, studying the front of an album while she went into the kitchen. I distinctly remember not wanting to be caught surveying the art so intently. Nonetheless, she whipped back and did. I shuffled ashamed, but she reassured, "Oh, that's fine. I like to be very familiar with my album covers." The graceful permission to be curious. It must always, without fail, come from a neutral source. So when I hear all this broken home bawling lately, and consider my own, it recently occurred to me that all might not have been so terribly, absolutely unfortunate. Marty'd left early on, but I wasn't abandoned. The things I learned in my neighborhood of misfits and wayward people inform me to this very day. I wish I could turn on Soul Train or Bandstand this Saturday morning and play it real loud with the windows ajar. That would guarantee to attract visitors. Well, folk would come by. I stumbled over that one. And this all was more fun than sitting here staring at the internet. See you next week.